down and listening and actually practicing more deeply. And then he's
further
asked what and how much to pick up, and then what to actually develop,
how long
to keep one's practices, and when to expand or shrink them.
Well, that's where the, you know, the Four Noble Truths are essential in terms of as a framework for gauging one's practice. What do I do, or how do I do it? So that paying attention to what is it that leads to increased suffering, discontent, dissatisfaction, dis-ease, stress, all of that, those nuances of suffering, that's where what one has to pay attention to. What's the result? And then how do we apply our practice in a way that helps to increase well-being and decrease dukkha? So it's a you're looking at it from an experiential base as opposed to a theoretical or an idealized version of what our practice should be.
But I think he's also asking, when there's a lot of dharma available out there, lots of, resources, audio books. How much to listen?
How much listening actually increases your well-being and increases clarity, and how much listening just adds to the confusion and just the endless sort of now you could listen from this day. You can go on to whatever websites there are, Dhamma websites, not even listen to something that is worldly, and you could probably listen 24 hours a day until you died and you wouldn't have listened to it all. There's just so much available. So you have to sort of see, well, how much listening actually helps me to practice? Because that's all you need to do. Because it's similar to what Ajahn Chah talked about in terms of, like, say, reading books, where he would say, just don't do a lot of reading. Learn how to read your own hearts, so that, and if you do some reading, then how does it help one to read one's own heart, to tune into one's own heart in terms of increased understanding and well-being, so that's the amount of listening, the amount of learning that one does is it has to be helpful, because you can, one, it's available, so you can compulsively just keep trying to find the end of knowledge, which it doesn't exist, or you can be doing it out of a, say, like an idealized a view of that. The more that I listen and learn, the more I'll understand, which is not necessarily true at all. You just have to have enough knowledge to be able to give a bit of a handle on how to encourage oneself to practice.